The psychology of smiling and its effect on first impressions. Smiling is one of the most powerful and universal forms of human communication. From job interviews to first dates, business meetings to public speaking engagements, the simple act of smiling can dramatically alter how we are perceived. But why does a smile have such an impact on first impressions? What happens in our brain and in the minds of others when we smile? This article explores the fascinating psychology of smiling, its deep evolutionary roots, and how it shapes the critical moments when first impressions are formed. The science behind a smile, what happens in the brain? Smiling activates a complex interplay of neural mechanisms. When you smile, especially a genuine, or Duchenne smile, which involves both the mouth and the eyes, your brain releases a cascade of neurochemicals, including dopamine, endorphins, and serotonin. These feel-good neurotransmitters not only elevate your mood but also reduce stress levels and can even lower blood pressure. From a psychological perspective, this self-generated positivity influences how you present yourself. You become more open, more relaxed, and more approachable. But even more interesting is how your smile affects the brain of the person you're interacting with. Mirror neurons in the observer's brain fire in response to your facial expressions, causing them to unconsciously mimic your smile and experience similar emotional responses. This leads to what psychologists call emotional contagion, the automatic and unconscious sharing of emotional states. This neurological mirroring means that your smile doesn't just change how you feel, it changes how others feel in your presence. That's why smiling can transform first impressions so profoundly and instantly. First impressions, a split-second judgment. In the realm of human interaction, first impressions are formed incredibly fast, within milliseconds. According to research from Princeton University, people make judgments about others' trustworthiness, competence, and likability in just 1/10 of a second based on facial expressions alone. In this critical window, smiling becomes a high-leverage tool. Psychologically, a smile signals non-threat and friendliness, making the smiler appear more trustworthy, confident, and socially intelligent. In fact, a study from the University of Pittsburgh found that people who smile are not only rated as more attractive but also as more likable and intelligent. That's because our brains are wired to seek social safety cues, and a smile is one of the strongest indicators of social safety. The different types of smiles and their meanings. Not all smiles are created equal. Researchers have identified dozens of distinct types of smiles, but most fall into two broad categories: Duchenne, genuine, and non-Duchenne, social or polite, smiles. Duchenne smile, named after 19th century neurologist Guillaume Duchenne, this smile involves both the zygomatic major muscle, which lifts the corners of the mouth, and the orbicularis oculi muscle, which crinkles the eyes. It's associated with authentic joy and positive emotion. Non-Duchenne smile, this involves only the mouth and is often used for social politeness or masking other emotions. While it may still have a positive effect, it lacks the emotional authenticity of a Duchenne smile. Understanding this distinction is crucial when making first impressions. People are surprisingly good at detecting fake smiles, and a disingenuous smile can actually hurt credibility. A genuine smile, on the other hand, builds rapport almost instantly. The role of smiling in social psychology and attraction. Smiling plays a pivotal role in social bonding and interpersonal attraction. According to evolutionary psychologists, smiling evolved as a nonverbal communication signal to convey friendliness, submission, or non-aggression. It functions as a biological shortcut to signal safety and cooperation. In a dating context, research shows that people who smile are perceived as more attractive, regardless of gender. A 2011 study published in Neuropsychology used eye-tracking technology and facial recognition to demonstrate that smiling not only increased perceived attractiveness but also increased the likelihood of being approached or engaged in conversation. In professional settings, a smile can convey confidence, openness to collaboration, and competence. However, it must be balanced. Too much smiling in certain business contexts can be interpreted as a lack of seriousness or dominance, especially in hierarchical cultures. That's why emotional intelligence plays a key role in knowing when, how, and how much to smile. Smiling in cross-cultural first impressions. While smiling is universal, its interpretation can vary by culture. In Western cultures, particularly in the US, smiling is seen as a sign of friendliness and is expected during greetings. In contrast, in some Eastern European or Asian cultures, excessive smiling may be interpreted as insincere or even suspicious. A 2016 study published in the Journal of Cross-Cultural Psychology revealed that in some cultures, people who smile too much are judged as less intelligent or more naive. Therefore, Understanding cultural nuances is essential when using smiling to influence first impressions in international or multicultural environments. Smiling and professional success, what the research shows. In corporate environments, nonverbal communication plays a critical role in hiring, promotion, and networking success. A 2018 LinkedIn survey showed that profiles with profile pictures where individuals smiled had 21% more views and 36% more messages than those with neutral expressions. Moreover, in job interviews, candidates who smile moderately, not excessively, during initial greetings are rated as more competent, more confident, and more hireable. In leadership roles, smiling while speaking publicly boosts audience perception of authenticity, charisma, and persuasiveness. In customer service, smiling has been shown to improve customer satisfaction, increase trust, and even lead to higher tips in hospitality industries. This highlights the return on investment of mastering one's smile in professional contexts. The psychological barriers to smiling and how to overcome them. Despite the many benefits, some individuals struggle to smile, particularly in high-pressure or unfamiliar social situations. This reluctance often stems from social anxiety, low self-esteem, fear of rejection or judgment, cultural conditioning. To overcome these barriers, experts recommend practicing smiling in front of a mirror, using visualization techniques before social events, and engaging in confidence-building exercises such as power poses or positive affirmations. Over time, the act of smiling becomes more natural, and the neural pathways that link smiling to confidence and safety become more ingrained. Mindfulness also plays a role. Being present in the moment and consciously tuning into your body language, including your smile, can shift your emotional state and influence how others perceive you. In essence, learning to smile intentionally can rewire your self-image and transform your social impact. Smiling is a habit, training your brain for positive impressions. The good news is that smiling can be trained. Like any muscle, the facial muscles used for smiling become stronger and more natural with repetition. Smiling more frequently can actually rewire your brain for positivity through a phenomenon known as neuroplasticity. One practical technique is the 3-smile rule. Make it a habit to smile at 3 people each day: strangers, colleagues, friends. Over time, this cultivates a mindset of friendliness, enhances mood, and builds stronger relationships. Moreover, recording yourself during practice presentations or mock interviews can help you refine your smile. Observe the moments when your smile appears forced or when you forget to smile entirely, and work on aligning your inner emotional state with your outer expression. Conclusion. In the psychology of first impressions, smiling isn't just an accessory, it's a strategy. A genuine smile communicates warmth, confidence, and authenticity in a way that no words can replicate. It activates positive emotions in both the speaker and the observer, leading to deeper connection, faster trust, and more favorable judgments. Whether you're walking into a job interview, stepping onto a stage, or meeting someone for the first time, your smile can either open doors or create distance. By understanding the psychological underpinnings and cultural dynamics of smiling, you can harness its power intentionally and transform the way the world perceives you.